possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
This podcast is brought to you by Homewood Casino Resort, the player's place.
All right, my friends, we're halfway home on a Friday. Thanks so much for being here with the Ben and Woods crew. We love you very much. We appreciate you very much. Wanted to quickly remind you guys we're going to be doing another edition of The Work, which is the men's mental health group that I started a few months back. It's been awesome. A lot of really, really cool people in there. We're going to be doing it Saturday, which is tomorrow, at the Sanctuary by the Lost Abbey. It's 1215 San Alejo Road in San Marcos. We're going to be doing it at 11 a.m. Goes an hour. You just come in and share what's on your mind, your heart, whatever. Place to come and no judgment. Just dudes talking about, you know, whatever's going on. Things are hard out there. And I just wanted to make sure that there was a space for the men that I know. And we got some regulars to come. Would love to see some new faces, too. But it's been something that's been really special and important to me, certainly, and to some of the people that have come. It's been great. And people always ask me, when's the next one? So I just told you. It's tomorrow at 11 at the Sanctuary by the Lost Abbey.
Proud of you for doing that.
Thank you, man.
Anything else anyone got planned this weekend fun other than watching some Padres baseball?
I just had a question for Woods.
Yeah.
Now, Ben, you have not been to The Work?
I have not been to The Work.
Are you mad at us for not going?
No.
I didn't think so.
No.
I had a buddy that asked.
Oh, really? Oh,
do you go to that thing that Woods does on every Saturday?
I'm the like, same thought well, a little bit.
It's like, every month. And I was like, and no. It's not that I am against it or don't want to do
health?
It.
No, I'm very supportive of it.
Ben but might I feel actually like I hate
he might hate it.
No, I think it's a really, really good idea. I think showing up just to show up would be kind of an intrusion. It's not.
Well, you could come and share.
I don't think I would share.
Why not?
Not really a sharer.
You're not a sharer.
I'm not a sharer.
He doesn't share with us.
He doesn't.
I think he's really going to share with strangers.
Yeah, it's just, I'm not a sharer.
I'm a sharer. I'm an oversharer for sure. I get in trouble, get my wrist slapped at home all the time. I would prefer if you didn't see him. All right. You need to drop the list on me in the morning when I walk out the door. This, off limits. All right, fine. I will respect your wishes. My dad, there was something that happened back home. And I go, I was like rubbing my hands together. And I said, 6 a.m. And he goes, no. And I go, come on. And he goes, no. And I said, please. It'll be so good. He goes, no.
You're good at talking people into it. I'm surprised you didn't talk them into
I'm
it.
Very good.
I will warn you that if we're still doing this show in, say, I don't know, 8 to 10 years, teenagers do not want you to talk about them on the radio.
I get it. I get it. But I also don't care. Like, for what those cats put me through right now at 7 and 4, you're dead.
It's embarrassing.
You're both dead.
Man, well, stop doing embarrassing stuff.
Stop being an idiot.
Listen to your show in the morning. You can't talk about me.
I sure can. I can and I will. All right, I'll tell you what. You turn 18 and start paying your own bills, you're off the payroll. Until that day, you are my content source, as much as you are my children. But I will respect it. If somebody says, nah, I prefer you didn't. That's why I usually just ask forgiveness. But I did. I ran, you run things by people and say, is this cool? My dad said, no, not this one. I said, all right, fine. It would have been so funny. I'll tell you guys off the air.
He probably doesn't want you to tell us off the air either.
It was gold.
Really count.
He did not let me mine the gold that I really wanted to mine. But listen, it's absolutely fine. But no, I'm not mad at you guys. I'm just disappointed. Just a little disappointed.
A little bit?
No, not even a little.
I could stop by tomorrow, possibly.
I don't need you there for moral support. I need you there. If you come in, I want you to do the work.
I am going to go check out. They're doing the Grass Clippings League at Goat Hill Park this weekend. You might have seen it. If you're a golf fan, you've probably seen some Instagram videos. It's a professional golf league. Not PGA Tour or LIV, though, but it's all just on par 3 courses.
Yep.
It's based out of Scottsdale, but they're doing the first one in California this weekend at Goat Hill Park, and they've got like really good players who are playing for, big paychecks, but it's just on little par 3 courses, and they stream it all. Paige Spiranak is like the host, and it's like a...
When is this?
It's tomorrow and Sunday. I think it starts at like 9:30 or something.
Ben's like, I'd love to go to your little therapy thing.
I'll be
hanging out with Paige Spiranak.
Yeah, with Paige Spiranak. Probably best I stay away. You should do your alphabet bit for her. I bet she'd like it very much.
So that was one of my plans for the weekend.
Paige. P is in Petco Poor. A is in All Girls All the Time. I is in I'm So Hot for Her. I'm So Hot for Her. G is in Ganja, a.k.a. Cannabis, and E as in Everybody Likes a Wiener.
She would love it.
Yeah.
I can feel the disdain that my wife has for this segment. Right? She knows that I'm a big Paige Spiranak fan, and I can feel her wrath.
You just like her golf content.
I love her golf content. And I can feel my wife's wrath. I can feel her wrath, in my body right now. So I'm sorry, babe. You're the only one for me, as I proved to you last night, fellow
Aztec alum
as they
go on in their careers.
Yeah, exactly. I got the work on Saturday, and then Bo's little, it's like this, it's a burgeoning travel team that he's on. It's very under the radar now at this point, but
grassroots, like at the beginning levels.
It's the beginning stages, and they have their first, scrimmage against another burgeoning travel ball team. Sydney Sweeney will be hosting. So it's not travel ball. Like, we're not going up to Riverside. He's playing 12 games at 8 years old.
You're not ready for that yet.
We're not there. So it's called Edge, JP wants to know. And it's been really great for him. And it's all of his homies. And they're getting really, really good. And it'll be fun to test their mettle against our buddy Coach Kurt at Frozen Ropes and his 8U team. Now, this is Benny. Kids are pitching. So Bo will probably get some mound time tomorrow. Sunday. I'm a nervous wreck, right? Like, this is the real, this is not hitting off a tee, not hitting off the machine. This is real baseball, really, for the first time. And he's so fired up for it. And I'm going to have to. Do you have that ball gag that you keep? I'll wear maybe to the.
You don't want to over.
I just want to
coach. You just want
to. I'm not coaching, so that's the. I also don't get to coach, so I'm going to have to be
over parent coach.
Parent coach and just sit and wear it and watch the mistakes, and it's all part of it, certainly. But this will be a big test for me as well, because I was at practice the other night with Taylor in the outfield, and I can't help myself. Ready position. Come on, let's go. Bend your knee. Shut up.
I don't think a coach would mind if that's what you're saying.
Well, right? I know the coach really well.
Coach wants their players to be ready at all times. And a little reminder from a parent isn't the worst thing.
It is, though. Is it? I've coached. And listen, as long as it's good advice and not, hey, get your elbow up. I don't want his elbow up. You know what I mean? Like, this isn't 1986 anymore. Like, I know what, open your stance or whatever.
You don't want micro coaching.
And I don't want bad chatter.
But a little reminder out there. Hey, let's look lively out there from a parent. It's not a bad thing. for any coach.
JP says, enjoy it. Travel ball is not for the weary, especially 8U, but it is so fun. Crack a cold one and enjoy. I'm just going to try to do the Hoffy thing, and I might just go down the fence to stay away from everyone and just watch and take it in and enjoy it. I've got to remember to enjoy it. But so he's really, really excited for it. It's the first. He works so hard at his game. He works so hard. And now he gets to go out, and they got fresh unis. They look amazing, and he's so excited. He had batting gloves. Like, he's all about it. So that is a huge, momentous day for us, our family, and certainly for him.
I don't know if it's a California thing or if it's a 2025 thing. Did you guys ever have, like, whether it was school-sponsored or outside, like a sport – on Sundays. I never had to play
Sundays at all.
Soccer, it didn't matter. Basketball, baseball, fall ball, it did not matter. The season or the sport, it was either weekdays or Saturday morning or Saturday afternoon. Sundays were always off.
Sundays were off.
Like, every weekend, you're like, Bo's got football, Bo's got baseball. I'm like, that's crazy.
At some point, obviously, I think it was a church thing. People going to church, they don't go to baseball. But I actually think more now, it's a field availability issue.
Dude, and for, you know,
there's only so much time on fields.
You're right.
You can't not use a day you'll never be able to give everybody the opportunity to go out and play because there's not enough field space and field time for everybody.
Yeah, there's so many comments in the chat. It always gets a lot of play. You know, a lot of parents out there, and they've got kids in it. And K-Law says travel ball seems like boot camp. It's crazy. And I do agree. Some of the programs I've seen, this one I love, they do one practice a week for an hour and 15 minutes for 8-year-olds, that's more than enough. At the end of the day, 5 o'clock practice, like that's perfect. And then they play, I think the goal is going to be one game a week, which is great. You know, my nephew plays, he'll go play 6 games in a weekend. And I'm like, that's too much. It's too much. He's 10. Yeah, that's too much.
My nephew and niece have done more of the intense sports stuff than but I hear stories like they'll go for a tournament, and they have to start games at like 9:30, 10 p.m. Because that's when you have field availability now. It's, you know, you're going to have 24-hour leagues at some point. Yeah. What time is your Little League game? It's at 2 a.m.
Yeah.
is when we were able to get the field because that's how it goes now.
Yeah, I'm really excited for it, man. It is, I've loved all of the steps. I love T-ball. It was so sweet. And then the other thing is I've coached on this 8U team. 6 of 7 of these kids, they're my own. I have worked with them for now since they were 4 years old, and they're 7 and 8 years old. These are my babies. So, like, to get to watch them making plays at second base when literally in T-ball they couldn't throw. There's one kid, he could not throw. And now I watch him field a grounder, sling it to first, like he knows what he's doing. I watch him swing with confidence. It is the most special thing.
Even when my son was doing Pop Warner many years ago, there would be games like Temecula, 7:30 a.m. And you got to be there 2 hours before for weigh-in.
You know, my family.
5:30 a.m. for weigh-in for the 7:30 game in Temecula.
We love it. You can't get it early enough.
Yeah, you got to get it really early.
You can't get it early enough for my family. If you do 6 a.m. games, I am in. Our tier one team, if we could do a 6 a.m. game, me and Paulie would be the first one there.
We'd be the only one.
Where is everybody? Let's go. Let's get this thing going.
2-on-9.
I'm so proud of them, and I love it so much. And you know, watching all of them grow up has just been the coolest thing for me. So we're doing that. And then Monday, I think, you know, nothing. Just going to chill and hang out as a family. But got a crazy week next week. Padres, get a lot of Padres baseball this weekend for sure, which will be rad. And, you know, starts tonight.
Did you know, I just want to point out, today's game is at 5:10. Tomorrow's game is at 4:10. Sunday's game is a 10:10 a.m. start on Roku. It's the Sunday Roku game of the week. We haven't had one of those in a while.
Been a minute.
It is the free app, and you don't necessarily need a Roku, but you need the Roku app on your smart TV to be able to watch that one. So I don't believe it is a Mud and Don televised game. Of course, you will be able to hear Jesse on the radio if you want to do that, but to watch it.
That's Sunday 10:10?
That's Sunday morning 10:10.
It should be easily accessible. I understand it's not in your normal regiment of just going to channel 83 or Padres TV or wherever you get your games, but Roku app, Any smart TV should be able to get it. And
I'm warning everybody now. Like, you've got now 2 days to figure out how to make sure your Roku app's working.
You don't have to pay for a subscription or anything like that. Should be fine.
Yeah. So, yeah, just keep in mind that you're not going to be able to flip it on at 10:09 on Padres.tv, your normal channel. Give it, take a look at it, you know, an hour beforehand or on Saturday, just to make sure that you've got that dialed in, because that's going to be your only way to watch Padres baseball
iPad,
on Sunday.
iPad, computer, television, phone, you should be able to get it.
Okay. Well, I'll be watching my son play baseball.
That's
true. I'm so excited. I'll be listening.
Well, you can watch on your phone or listen. Yeah.
Right here on 97.3 The Fan. And hear all the games.
We have a game of Take on Woods to wrap up the week. If you'd like to be our final contestant of the month, I believe, last chance to qualify for a pretty spectacular grand prize, the trip to Resorts World Las Vegas, the day club passes, and the $175 food and beverage credit. This is it. You want to battle Woods in our musical trivia competition? You can be our contestant by calling in now at 833-288-0973, 833-288-0973. We'll play our game, and then, a little later than usual, but Darren Smith will join us at the bottom of the hour. We'll talk SDFC and Padres with D. Smith coming up at about 8:35. Stay tuned for that. More Ben and Woods coming up on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3. The Fan. First, though, talk about Prize Picks, daily fantasy for everybody. And, of course, we are kicking off the NFL season, and it is coming up, and your chance to win with Prize Picks by setting your lineups just playing against the numbers. You're picking players from your favorite teams between 2 and 6 in your lineup every single week with an opportunity to win real cash. It's very simple. All you have to do is download the app and go to the Prize Picks website. Use the code KWFN when you do so, and you're going to get $50 instantly in lineups after you play your first $5 lineup. That's code KWFN to get $50 instantly in lineups when you play your first $5 lineup. And keep an eye out with the first games coming up Thursday night for the special squares, one-half passing yard. That's a way to basically guarantee that one of your picks is already going to win. And when you only need 2 to win, makes it pretty easy to start with a winner right there at Prize Picks. It's easy. It's safe. There's millions of users, billions of dollars in awarded winnings. You can even do the flex play. If you don't want to go for the big score, you can say, hey, I'll pick 5. If 4 win, that's good enough for a winning lineup at Prize Picks. So check it out this weekend. Baseball as well. Run your game with Prize Picks. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real-life moments. Maurice's.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Of course, taking on the Twins. We'll talk more about the series coming up with Darren Smith. And in our final hour, some good matchups tonight in Major League Baseball as well. Some good pitching matchups in the league, including you've got that new prospect for the Mets making his debut, Jonah Tong, against Yuri Perez of the Miami Marlins.
Just gas
you've
everywhere.
Got Freddy Peralta of the Brewers pitching against Shane Bieber, who's come off the injured list after being traded to Toronto.
Pitch
and
great.
Looking like he could be a real nice pickup for the Blue Jays down the stretch. And you have another young guy making his debut. Who got called up?
Peyton
Tolley. Of the Boston Red Sox going up against Paul Skeens at Fenway Park today. So some really
I
good
love
pitching matches.
Paul Skeens. Yeah, like Peyton Tolley, too. He was a draft pick last year. He has risen through the ranks very quickly. I mean,
Zach Gallen against Blake Snell at Dodger Stadium. Chris Paddock against Seth Lugo in a matchup with former Padres.
Hey, fellas.
With the Tigers taking on the Royals.
What I wouldn't do to have Seth Lugo in this rotation.
He's the one that got away.
He's the one that got away. The one that just sticks in your craw. All those guys, you know, you can live with the James Wood, Mackenzie Gore, knowing that they're on a team that, you know, is really going nowhere right now, but he's the one. Lugo is like, man, you had him for cheap. They got him for cheap, and he was such a dog here. Such a dog.
And he left for what you don't feel like was too much more than you could have afforded. You know what I mean?
Or a much better situation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
It wasn't like if they were offering, Potters were offering him 10 a year and he went and got 35.
Right,
you're like,
right.
Dude, we can't match that. Go for it. But I remember it was kind of close to what we thought they maybe could spend on him and we just couldn't make it happen.
Yep.
Yeah, need help from some of the NL West rivals. The Diamondbacks, obviously, at the Dodgers, and then the Rockies are hosting the Cubs this weekend. Cubs have been scuffling a bit, but the Rockies are generally a formula to get. Well, a little harder at Coors Field maybe than in Chicago, but that's a look at some of the action coming up today in Major League Baseball. Right now, though, we got a couple of contestants on the line. Let's get to our final game of the month of Take on Woods. Take on Woods brought to you by Bay Alarm Security and Fire Alarms for every business. We got you. I'm going to line 6. Who's this? Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello. Who am I speaking with?
This is Robert.
Robert, are you ready to play some Take on Woods today?
I'm going to try.
All right. Good luck. If you can beat or tie Woods, you know what happens. You go into the grand prize drawing, which will be happening in just a few days, for the trip for two to Resorts World Las Vegas, 2-night stay, 2 VIP expedited admission passes to the AU Day Club, and a $175 food and beverage credit. Give them all their love here. Celebrate summer, 2-night stay, dine poolside at one of the 5 unique pool experiences in a 5.5-acre pool complex, the largest elevated pool deck on the Las Vegas Strip. No resort fees and complimentary parking this summer. Check out the rates at rwlasvegas.com. All right, not an easy game, but we do give the caller the advantage by picking the category. Here are your choices, Robert. We have cherry picking. Those are all 2-second songs, including the word cherry. You've got the apart. That is 5 songs with either part or apart in the title. And we have the mystery category back. It's been a while. The two-second song will feature in all the other answers of the mystery category if you want to go that direction. So, Robert, cherry-picking, you've got the apart or the mystery category. What's it going to be?
I'll give mystery category.
All right, jumping right into the mystery category. This can be a little difficult because you're kind of on the same footing as Woods because I don't give you the key. But I will tell you that the song title of the two-second song will then inform all the rest of your answers. That's all I can give you. You'll have 60 seconds to answer as many as you can. If you don't know one, say pass. We'll come back to it if there's still time left on the clock. The first question, of course, is that two-second song. Give me the title and the artist to score that point, and then remember that title because it's going to come up in all the rest of the answers. Robert, are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Paul, you good to go?
I'm ready.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. It is the mystery category. Robert, your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Woods.
You've got the look.
Bye.
Roxette.
Correct. Which 1970s band from New Jersey topped the charts with their hit, Brandy? You're a Fine Girl.
Pass.
Set in a home in Illinois, which 1970 hit by Creedence Clearwater Revival includes the line doot, doot, doot before the title?
Out my back door?
What out my back door?
First part of it.
Back door? U2's album, The Joshua Tree, produced the band's only number one hits in the United States, With or Without You, and which other single that repeats the line, These City Walls?
Pass.
Billboard's overall number one song for the year 1989 was which track written by Diane Warren for the band Chicago?
Pass.
Go back to which 1970s band from New Jersey topped the charts with their hit Brandy, You're a Fine Girl? Oh, I thought you were going there. You got the look by Roxette.
Hey, real quick. Woods is going to get more than one.
I think so.
Should we raise our arms and scream really quick?
Because
he always gets nervous.
Yes! Robert, great job.
Hell yeah, Robert.
Hang on the line, though. It's a tough category. The ones you didn't get were Looking Glass, Brandy, Looking Out My Back Door. Remember, you had Out My Back Door. I'm going, just give the word, look. I still haven't found what I'm looking for, and Look Away by Chicago. All right, Woods, come on in.
I'm so nervous.
All right, Robert's score is locked in. Final game of the month.
A lot of clapping in here, I saw.
Final game of the month. I don't like to give you any information. We need to stop reacting to the contestant.
Yeah,
we're giving Woods too much information here.
I'm not going to focus in here.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock, Woods. Your time begins when Paul plays the music. Good luck. Let's take on Robert. Pass. Which 1970s band from New Jersey topped the charts with their hit Brandy, You're a Fine Girl?
Pass.
Set in a home in Illinois, which 1970 hit by Creedence Clearwater Revival includes the line doot, doot, doot before the line.
Looking out my back door.
Correct. U2's album, The Joshua Tree, produced the band's only number one hits in the United States, With or Without You, and which other single that repeats the walls?
These city walls. I still haven't found what I'm looking for.
Correct. Billboard's overall number one song for the year 1989 was which track written by Diane Warren for the band Chicago?
What is the effing category? It would really help.
Go back to our two-second song.
Oh, I know it. Is Smithereens?
No. All right. Which 1970s band from New Jersey topped the charts with their hit Brandy? You're a Fine Girl.
Stupid. I don't know. I'm out.
You're done.
Wow.
Two.
That's it. That's all I got. Give me the category. I think I can get it. All right,
so it was a mystery category.
Oh,
Robert got it. He got The Look by Roxette.
Look,
you got Looking Out My Back Door. I still haven't found what I'm looking for. Brandy is by Looking Glass. And Look Away is the song by Chicago.
Love, if you see me walking by and the tears are in my eyes, look away.
Woods, final score, 2-1. You won. We faked you out a little bit on the celebration
Did you do it on purpose?
Yeah, just to get in your head.
Woods is going to
cheer a lot like he does, like he nailed
Woods
it.
Woods is going to get more than one, I think. Let's scream and wave our arms around and he gets all nervous.
I did. Just panicked.
I'm surprised. Look Away, which I don't even think is one of Chicago's best songs, was the number one overall song from 1989. You like that one?
I love it.
You do like that one.
I love Chicago. I love it.
I like Chicago, too. I think
their greatest hits is just Elite. It's Elite. I don't listen to it. I'm going to rip that on the way home, I think. Greatest Chicago's greatest hits.
All right. Not bad. We had a few qualifiers, but someone will win that trip to Las Vegas coming up in the next few days, and our promotions department will identify that winner. But, Robert, thank you for playing. Sorry that one was closer than we thought. You were one away from at least tying Woods today.
That scared me to death.
Darren Smith coming up next here. Don't go away on 97.3 The Fam.
Quickly, gang, let me tell you about EcoWater and all the fine work that they are doing. You can have them come out to your home. They will do a free in-home water test for you. You know, put it in a little tube, shake it up, and say, this is your water, and this is what EcoWater is. And it, look, as a sales pitch, it works because you're like, I don't want that. I want that. That's what I want my kids drinking and my pets drinking. And that's what I want to, you know, wash my food in and bathe in, all of that. Plus, it's so much, it tastes so much better than any filtration system you'll have in your home. We've got it in our house. We are so happy. Clean water also deserves clean air. They've got state-of-the-art air purification. It removes 99.99% of pollutants. We've got pure water, fresh air, and a happy family. All thanks to EcoWater SoCal. Again, call them. Get that free in-home water test today. Try the Soft Life and Alkaline Water. Now just $9.95 a month. Call 760-350-3338 or go to EcoWaterSoCal.com. Let them know your old pal Woodsy sent you from 97.3 The Fan. Not everything in life should be hard, especially your water. Keeping it soft since 1925.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
We're listening to the latest K-pop hit that has Taylor going wild.
Yeah, my four-year-old is in love with this K-pop song called Soda Pop. I don't know where he heard it. I think he saw it in a movie or something. And he dances around. And I've, you know me, man, I'm trying to shove every... I'm like, here's Alice in Chains. You'll like this. He's four.
He wants the K-pop.
And he wants the K-pop. It's called Soda Pop. And he dances around. He's so happy listening to it. And I'm going to set you free, little bird. Go be who you are. Don't be who I am. You don't want to be like me. Be who you are. Do your own
thing. Well, if he comes home today and says, Dad, I want to listen to the new Sabrina Carpenter album.
I'd probably say no based on what you just told me.
I don't think he should.
Holy cow. Paulie was just reading some Sabrina Carpenter lyrics for us. We can't say it on the air.
Can't say it.
Man.
I know we got Darren coming up. Did you see the email, though, from one of our colleagues? We're going to have some artists in studio, including one of Jelly Roll's protégés. Atlas is going to be here.
All right.
And then a thirst trap for women in their early 20s, Spencer Hatcher, is going to be here in our Odyssey studios.
Thirst trap. That's what it says in his bio?
Yeah, that's our colleague Scotty was saying who's going to be in the studio. So
where do I sign up for a thirst trap for women in their 30s? What's his name?
And Jelly Roll's protege?
Yeah, Jelly Roll's protege.
You can meet this guy and be 1 degree of separation away from your beloved
Jelly Roll.
Tell Mr. Roll that I said hello.
All right, let's get to Darren Smith. He's going to join us right after a check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. Still Sunday night football for SDFC as they go up the freeway to take on LAFC in the Sunday night MLS like featured game. And joining us right now, SDFC broadcaster and friend of the program, Darren Smith. Darren, good morning.
Good morning. And I must admit, as I was listening to you guys talk about K-pop,
yeah,
I thought for sure that the king of the segue was going to use that to talk about LAFC because they just went out there and signed a Korean superstar. I thought for sure that was the setup.
It's a Friday. He's off his game.
He is way off his game. You have golf today?
Son, what's his name? I do not have golf today. I'm anchoring today at Channel 10.
Son Heung-min. Yes. Son Min. Yes. As popular a player probably outside of Lionel Messi as this league has ever signed. So,
wow. I saw this story that with the addition of the new player, the LAFC tickets have been going through the roof, and there was a report that they had reneged on some sort of deal for SDFC fans to come up for the game at a discounted price, but SDFC management, Tyler Heaps was on with Braden earlier this week. He wouldn't confirm it, but he did say that SDFC ownership had made it possible for fans to go up and see at least some of them that game on Sunday, Darren.
Yeah. Usually the way this works is there's a little bit of reciprocity, right? So if somebody wants to come down, if you have a group of away fans that want to come to Snapdragon Stadium, you say, all right, well, you know, we'll give you 500, but then you have to give us 500. If our fans, if we can get 500 fans, you at least have to give us that amount of tickets, right? So, you know, there's this handshake deal. It's, you know, it's not official. I don't think it's any charter or contract. And so when LAFC played down here earlier this year in March, SDFC made available 600 seats. So, you know, you would think, okay, like our fans had planned bus trips and all sorts of stuff. And then because of the popularity of this player and he's making his home debut, Son is, you know, they were like, I don't know about that. You know, how about 200? And I'm like, no, like that wasn't the deal. Like, we made plans to be a part of this. And they tried to pull it back and then they tried to jack up the price. And I haven't heard it confirmed either, but I have a feeling that's exactly what happened. They, you know, they elevated the prices. Secondary market's going crazy because this is his home debut. And it sounds like the club did the supporters a solid and said, we'll pay the difference. So good for them.
It's good. It's good tinder for the rivalry flame, is it not? I mean, I said it the other day when Ben read that report. I said, I actually kind of respect it. Now, again, they're not doing it to be jerks. They're doing it because things have changed. We have this player now, like, that everyone's going to want to see. So, I mean, that's the way of the world now. Like, I want to go see a band. I've got to pay $40 to $50 in extra fees just to go see a band I like. So, but it does. It kind of stokes the rivalry flame a little bit there, Darren. Who will be our rival? Who is going, in your opinion? Because there's two teams in L.A.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, this even elevates the whole Padres-Dodgers conversation because big they time. Also have each other, right? Like
right.
These two kind of don't like one another, and fans of LAFC are like, well, you guys aren't even really in LA, are you? You're in Carson. And then
sounds
the
familiar.
Carson yep. people with Galaxy, they're like, well, you guys just got here last week. What are you all talking about? You know, calm down. We've won the Cup six times. So I don't know. I mean, I tend to think that there's a little bit of crossover here. Tom Penn having come from LAFC. I think, you know, probably I would like the idea of LAFC, but I think it's probably too early. That stuff has to be organic. I think maybe something happens in the playoffs that would elevate, you know, how you feel. But, you know, for me, going into Galaxy's building on their first game after winning the MLS Cup from last year and just taking it to them, to me, set a very, very nice tone against the Galaxy. But, you know, STFC's 4-0 against teams from the state of California. I'm sure they would like for that to continue. So I think we're just taking on everybody. We'll take on San Jose. We'll take on LAFC. We'll take on Galaxy.
Going for their seventh consecutive win on the road, but, you know, to maintain their position at the top of the Western Conference standings, and they're now a couple of a point or two behind for the Supporters' Shield trophy at the end of the year. They can't really afford to drop many points the rest of the way, right, Darren?
No, I mean, I wouldn't, as a team broadcaster, I wouldn't say that this is the most important match in club history, but somebody I think could make that case that this might be the most important one, at least until next week when Minnesota United comes to town, because they're sitting in second place. So it's going to have a real sense of occasion. Sunday night, sounds like a lot of the big-time celebrities are going to come out. We talked a little bit about Sun Heung-min making his debut, where we are in the standing, six matches to go. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to be I can't wait. I mean, I've been up there, and their atmosphere is electric all the time. The place is going to be a cauldron of energy. So really can't wait to get up there. But, yeah, I mean, at this point, you know, every match you look up and down, you're like, yeah, man, that isn't going to be easy. You know, all of these are – and this is a six-pointer now for LAFC, which is trying to climb itself back into the Western Conference race. They had to put a couple of games off on the side because they were involved in other tournaments. So, you know, this is – for them, this is a massive, massive one heading into Sunday night. The place is going to be jumping.
Yeah, man, and you got a team that plays really well on the road against a team that plays really well at home.
Yep.
Should be
really well.
Should be a blast. I mean, it's indicative, too, not to transition so quickly, Darren, but, you know, San Diego Padres are also that team. They play okay on the road, below 500, as a lot of teams do, but at home, a very serious and real advantage. And we, you know, we spent a good portion of the roundtable yesterday talking about how important, man, these last 28 games are. Like, you know, there's always the thing of like, man, it'd be great to be so fresh and feeling better and fewer bumps and bruises going into the stretch. But you really can't, man. You got to keep grinding these last 28 and not take your foot off the gas.
Right. Yeah. I mean, and you know, whether it's still trying to chase down the division or whether it's trying to chase down the top wild card spot. I mean, I think that's the thing I keep thinking about. You know, I heard you guys with Steiner early, like all that investment that they've made in the trade deadline and focusing on this year and what's happening at the end of the year with some of the free agents. You know, it just feels like getting home playoff games, like that's got to happen,
gotcha.
Right? Like
yep.
Whether it's via the wild card, whether it's via winning the division, which, you know, with 28 or whatever it is. You know, still is there. I mean, it's a weekend, guys. Like it's just a weekend. So, you know, I do think, you know, these games, and you could see it with certain guys, right? Like there's this clip that Manny was talking the other day about, like, listen, my body, it ain't great. You know, like you all know that. You all watch it. Like I am getting through this the best I can. So off day yesterday, Minnesota now. What did they have their fantasy draft yesterday? It feels like it was one of those kind of days. So, yeah, but this is it. Like this is why you keep your body in the condition that it is. And you know, Minnesota here, like, okay, like get back home next week. Like man, September's going to be a blast around here. A
couple things struck me from that Stein interview from earlier. So since you were listening, first of all, Brandon Lockridge was a coveted commodity. There was like a bidding war for Brandon Lockridge, and that's why they were able to extract a pretty good prospect from the Brewers in addition to Nestor Cortes. But what did you think about the candor that Josh showed? Talking about the lessons learned from 2021, the mistakes by not having enough pitching depth at the trade deadline and learning from that season when they ended up relying on Jake Arrieta and Vince Velasquez and collapsed down the stretch because of pitching injuries that they didn't foresee, trying to make sure that that doesn't happen again.
Yeah, I love it. I mean, I love everything about that. You know, I love when you get a glimpse into, you know, like the real world thought process of what's going on with these guys and how they can admit they've not been perfect, right? You know, and it feeds a little bit even into the conversation about relief pitching. You know, like there was a lot of conversation that the Padres, and maybe they should trade one of those relievers. And instead, it's like, no, like, we have this position to strengthen. We want to add to it. You know, we weren't looking to subtract from that. We were looking to add to it. So, yeah, I like all of that. Every year, you know, these guys will say the same thing, and it sounds cliche. But if you're not learning from what it is that you did well or what you did that didn't work out, then you're not going to be around very long. So, you know, I do like where they are. You know, I know you can say, well, listen, some of their depth got traded out there, for other guys. But I don't know. I mean, Nestor Cortes to me feels like a better version of what it was that you had here previously. So, you know, I like that, especially when it comes to the bullpen. I mean, I just look at that bullpen. I was looking at it the other day when they were playing, you know, up in Seattle, and seeing those five names, even in a box score, you're like, damn, like, you know what I mean? Like, damn, like, look at that coming out of the, you know, like, it is a really, really daunting thing to think that you had these sharks just circling in the water out there in the bullpen. So, yeah, I mean, I love it. I love listening to those guys when they give you a little glimpse into what the reality is.
Yeah, and, you know, I asked them the square peg in a round hole, and you can name probably 10 off the top of your head of it, that guys that did feel like mercenaries, right? Like,
yeah.
Adam Frazier, right? Like, leading the league and hitting, right. Oh, what a no-brainer. Well, he gets here. He doesn't have a position. So it's like, what were we doing there? Like, you put him in left field. He's not a left fielder. Ball bounced off his head, I think. Like, he had no business being out there. And, by the way, forgot how to hit the minute he landed in San Diego. So these additions, it does feel like maybe there's more due diligence and less, you know, we're running a fantasy baseball team here and Adam Frazier is available and I can go get him and I'll find a spot for him. All of these guys, now we're sitting here, Darren, going, we have too many guys and we got to make sure somebody gets out of the lineup and into the lineup. You know, you followed this. Jackson Merrill is going to be coming off the IL soon. Gavin Sheets is having phenomenal ABs. Luis Arraez is not having phenomenal ABs. It's going to be a real continuation of this topic, right? Who hits where and when?
Yeah. And this is why you pay a manager.
Yep.
Because it's not going to be an easy conversation for somebody. And, you know, you hope you have the right guys that are going to understand that. You know, the most famous one, I know, like, I have a minute, is Ryan Ludwig. And you know, it wasn't so much that Ludwig came in here in 2010 at the trade deadline and underperformed. It's that he came in here and he changed the dynamic of the clubhouse because they gave him at bats that he hadn't earned. And all season long, that 2010 team, which won 90 games and took it to the final weekend of the year, was a meritocracy. And they changed the dynamic inside of the clubhouse because of it. And now with these guys that are coming in now, you just say, like, Mike Schilt's got to run a meritocracy.
Yep.
This isn't about Jackson Merrill's feelings. Hey, dude, you've been paid. I understand, Luis Arraez, you're a free agent. You know, you might have an agent who's getting impatient here. But, you know, this is all now about, like, I have to be the coach here that's going to have to deliver some bad news. He said it earlier this year with his lineup when it was Tatis 1 and Arraez 2. Hopefully he sticks with it here over the remaining 28 or whatever.
Baseball can be a cold game, and someone's going to be left out a little bit in the cold, but then they might need that guy in a critical situation coming up as well.
Ready. I need you off the bench in October.
Yep.
I'm going to need you at some point in October, so don't go put your tail between your legs.
Yeah, that's
here.
True. Darren, really appreciate it. Good luck to SDFC. Should be a fun atmosphere, as you said, on Sunday night up in Los Angeles, and we'll talk to you again next Friday.
All right, guys. Thank you very much. Have a good weekend.
Darren Smith. Love having him on every single Friday. One of my favorite additions to our regular lineup. Talking soccer, talking baseball, and more. And I was also thinking that Ryan Ludwig, you're Adam Frazier. It's perfect. Square peg, round hole.
100%.
Fantasy baseball.
Yeah.
Feels like.
I got a great DM that I want to talk about from a tier one yesterday about some of that and some of the politics that go into this and reputation of the team. It's pretty interesting.
That's coming up next. We'll have a Rindle report as we wrap things up. Final hour of the week, headed into the Labor Day holiday. Bennett Woods, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free.
Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.